Marukva, the great rabbi of Bavel, when he wanted to give tzedakah, he would sneak up to the poor man's house and he'd throw the money into the house through a crack in the door and run away. And the poor man would suddenly see money coming into his house, he'd go and open the door and there was no one there. So this way Marukva ensured that no one knew who the money was coming from, and he did the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, one time Marukva was learning later than usual. What? Right. Second or third, right. Within tzedakah, that's the second best. The ideal is that he doesn't know who he's giving to, and the one who receives it doesn't know who he's getting it from. But there's an even better form that's even better than tzedakah, and that is when you give someone the ability to make their own panasa. That's even better than the top form of tzedakah. Now, one time Marukva was learning in Beis Medrash, and he was caught up in his learning, and it took extra long. So the wife came to see what's taking him so long. And when he finished his learning, so she accompanied him on their way home. Now, that day, there was a poor man who thought, today I'm going to find out who's giving me this money. So Marukva and his wife come, and they're there to throw the money in, and the poor man comes barging out to see who the people are. So Marukva tells his wife, run, and they start running, and the poor man starts chasing after them. He wants to see who they are. They're running, and they run into a yard, and they see this huge oven, this furnace, and that's the only place they could jump and hide. They didn't want to embarrass the poor man, so they saw there was no fire in the oven, so they thought it was already a cool oven. They jump in. The poor man comes into the yard. He doesn't see them. He doesn't think maybe they're in the oven. So they're sitting there in the oven, and they hear the poor man going around looking, hey, where'd they go? Where'd they go? And he's looking, and he's looking, and the poor man doesn't find them. But they made a mistake. They hadn't realized that the floor of the oven was still burning hot. So Marukva feels his feet getting scorched. And his wife tells him, come, put your feet on mine. Put your feet on my feet. My feet aren't getting burnt. The Gemara asks, why is it that his wife's feet didn't get burnt? She's also standing on a burning hot furnace. And the reason is because every day when it came time to give tzedakah, the poor people that came to her, she'd give them ready-made food. And they'd just knock at the door and they'd get satiated. Marukva gave his tzedakah by giving money. And that's a lesser form of tzedakah, because especially in those days when things weren't readily available, so he gave the tzedakah, they'd have to use that money to go and buy flour and make bread. It took a long time until that tzedakah materialized into food. So Marukva and his wife waited in that furnace. He put his feet on her feet. And when they realized that the poor man was no longer looking after them, so then they came out. They came out, and the lesson that we have from this story is that even within the mitzvah of tzedakah, Chazal tell us we have to think of what's the best way for the poor man. And we mentioned once in the past that today I'm not sure whether giving food is greater than giving money, because food is so easily purchased, and usually what people need is to pay their electric bill, to pay their water bill. We live on a different level. We also need to buy food, but usually that's not the major expense that people have. Their rent and their other bills are the major expense.